Welcome back, you guys. We are here again with our podcast, our second podcast for the month, going on, following up with the topic on relationships. And if you guys thought the first podcast was lit, then y'all ain't even ready for this next one. So I'm gonna be nice and say that we have two gentlemen in our presence that was here for the last podcast, and because they already disclosed their information, it is the same gentleman that was here before, our King Thomas, aka Kabina, and our King Tion, aka the Similac of the group. We're here talking about relationships. This is Cree and Keita, and we are about to start our next podcast. So our first topic, our first subtopic for tonight is in relationships, how do you tell your mate that you have lost sexual attraction to them if they're not producing what you're expecting? Crickets.
I think that shit is. I mean, but
Go ahead,
because
I need to learn how to do this. In case I need to do it.
For me, again, I mean, like last session, we thought that I think we just have to be honest with each other, because we all come up. That none of us have come to the table with our baggage and with our issues, you know. But I think if you want to make that shit work, even if you don't want to make the shit work, just be honest about the shit. You know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, because some shit can be fixed and some shit is not fixable. But I think if you don't have, if they done lost that physical attraction, or they're not pleasing you, you know, that you should say that. You know what I'm saying? And again, I don't think that should be a problem in terms of your manhood or womanhood. I think that should just be, you know, something that you should either try to work on or realize that maybe, you know, the relationship has dwindled to the point that it can't be, you know, severed. But I think you just got to be honest about it and just tell the person that I'm not, you know, physically satisfied in this situation anymore.
All right. Okay, so I think me and Cree talked about this once before. For me, we're going to put this video on. We're going to fast forward to the part that you need to practice on.
Yeah.
Did you catch that part? Yeah. Let's study it. Let's rewind it. Let's do this again. I'm that kind of person. I'm not a person that's... Right. I can't just tell you. I'm going to show you what you're missing. I'm going to give you clues. If you don't catch the clues, I don't know. I'm going to Blues Clues you to death.
But when we talk about clues, like clues, like, to be honest, like, you know, some shit, because yeah, mother could be clueless, you know what I'm saying? But, like, just being upfront and blunt about the shit, you know what I'm saying? And even though that sometimes may hurt somebody's feelings, I'd rather my feelings be hurt and we, you know, figure out how we're going to work past it, or if we're going to separate, than to just be trying to read between lines. Because, you know, that shit we did in, like, middle school, you know what I'm saying? But now we're at a point where you don't have to sugarcoat the shit, you know what I'm saying? If somebody not being satisfied, what do we have to do to correct it, or is it something that's not correctable?
Okay, let me throw this out there.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's
we're going to use it for tonight.
Right.
So let me throw this out there. And I'm going to pitch this to
Similac.
So let's just say, for instance, you're dating someone, yeah, and it's been a specific length of time.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been satisfied thus far, but you're looking for something different. Like you want to try something different, and that person says, I'm not with that, and that's what you want. How do you like give in and say, all right, they don't like that, or do you press press the issue to try to say, hey, this is what I want?
I don't say that you press an issue at all. I mean, like, if that's not something that they're comfortable doing, you know, if they decide to do it just because you're pressuring them, I don't think it'll benefit you because now they're not enjoying it at all. So to me, that would be something that's counterproductive. They're doing it because you forced them to do it and they're not enjoying it anyway. So, you know, I would kind of like, okay, cool. I mean, of course, I'm going to try to convince them to like whatever I like, but if they don't, then, you know, we'll move on to something else because there's a lot out there.
But, I mean, so if they're not interested in performing what satisfies you, there's a sea of men and women that temptation is out there. So does that make that temptation that much greater for you to step outside of that relationship to seek what you're actually looking for when your own partner isn't willing to perform that act?
Yeah, I mean, certain acts, I think, are non-negotiable, you know.
Such as?
Fellatio. I like to use correct terms. Like, yeah, fellatio. Yeah, like, you know, stuff like that. You know, if I'm with a partner, we're in a serious relationship. You know, hopefully we talked about it anyway. But some stuff is not negotiable.
How do you bring up a conversation like, do you perform fellatio?
You ask them, do they perform fellatio?
Like, in how far into the relationship do you like? Is it okay for you to ask that question?
I'm not a timeline person.
Okay.
So I say as soon as you guys feel that you're comfortable enough to talk about that stuff.
Day number three.
right. So as soon as
day one.
Right. I mean, and see, the thing about that is some people get comfortable like that in day number one or day number three, and some people get comfortable in day 33.
Right, it just depends
on the people, if they can have that conversation. But like some stuff is non-negotiable. And that's one of them for me. I mean, if you can't do that, you know, I don't understand why we're together.
Right. But I think
wait,
like what
I'm
saying.
Hold on. Yeah. He like if y'all can see his face right now.
I'm confused of why we're together right now.
Yeah.
Like why are we together?
I think that just what you're saying, like that goes back to I think people being dishonest. Right. Like when especially like when a man pursuing a woman, you know, people come up with some interesting shit. You know what I'm saying? And you put on your best face, your best suit, and you come out with this, and then you know once you get a woman, or once a woman get a man, you know then shit changed. And it's like you know, I didn't say I was going to do that. You know what I mean? But I think we have to be honest with each other,
right,
even from the door, because again, like this ain't, you know, this ain't our first rodeo. You know what I'm saying? So we're not in a situation where it's like I'm trying to impress you to the point where I gotta start, you know, creating this dude that don't exist or creating this woman that don't exist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm down with, this is what I'm not down with. And it's interesting, I had a friend. One of my homegirls.
Disclaimer.
One of my homegirls.
We're from chat.
Yeah,
so
we're from chat.
It is what it is. Go ahead.
One of my homegirls said that she went on two consecutive dates. And what I appreciated about this is that the dudes were honest with her, though. But it was interesting because, you know, the dudes asked her on the date. They was on a date. She was feeling them. She was digging both of them, you know, interestingly. You know, but she was digging both of them. And both of them asked her, you know, are you okay with, you know, a dude that's bisexual?
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Now that's some deep shit.
Whoa, that is.
So right. But, you know, and for me.
They say that's your homegirl and a dude asked her that?
They was on a physical date. They was at a restaurant.
Wow.
And they was having talk.
Right.
And she said it's almost like the shit was like scripted. Like,
yeah.
They both asked her simultaneously. Like, I mean, not simultaneous. That was wrong. On two separate dates, they asked us.
Say simultaneous. I mean, every day. Right,
right. Same time. Right.
You're a baller.
Yeah.
No. I mean, you're only bisexual, but you want a threesome. What's right. What? What is?
I mean, right. Now she was swinging, but that was all in the show. You know what I mean? That you know that's for the next episode. That, you know what I'm saying? But they asked her, you know, is she okay with bisexual dude? You know, and you know, but I appreciate the fact that they was honest. You know what I'm saying? And, right. And if that's what you do and that's what you're into, that's you.
Right.
That ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. You know what I'm saying? But I think the reality of it, if you're honest like that, you're going to find some people that are down with that. And, you know, some people not going to be down with that. But I think, you know, it gives everybody the opportunity to say, I can get with that or I can't. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, so does it matter? Because, okay, let's just be honest. I don't know any virgin women. I really don't. I honestly don't.
I do know a couple. I ain't gonna lie.
Stop lying.
They look
really?
I do.
What are they?
They under
12?
They under 15?
What are they, 13?
I do.
What? They do? What?
I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. I be, it's some interesting shit.
Let me tell you.
They lying.
Right.
So,
I believe. So, I believe.
I don't know what he on, but what I understand is females, there are a rare breed of virginity around this area. Yeah. So, does it matter to men when they're, you know, because I understand that men are naturally hunters when it comes to relationships. Does it matter in a man's mind whether that woman has kids by multiple fathers, if they've been around, if, you know, they've, you know, slept with your boy, if they have, like, a history, does it matter to a man when they're seeking a mate?
It matters to a point if, let's just say, I'm not from Huntsville, Alabama. I'm from Valley, Alabama. So, in Huntsville, Alabama, I don't know the history of women that are here. Mm-hmm. She could have been tucked down through there multiple times a week. And I'm not know about it. So, you know, to me, I got me a rose. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then I don't know any different. But at the same time, I know people
she's a cactus.
I know people from where I'm from that have been taken down through there that I wasn't there. But then you see them married to somebody not from that area.
Bad,
it happens
bad.
All the time. So
yes.
The short answer is, like, as long as he don't know, he don't care. Like, I can promise you, most guys is not go. Like, if I know a girl is a freak from my hood, I'm not going to be the guy to fall in love with them. It's going to be some other guy. And you can ask any dude that they were honest, if right. they were honest, they're going to tell you the same thing.
That's true.
But, like, I don't, like, in the end, how guys look at it, like, you can tell me that, man, she was a freak back in the day. All right, cool. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing about that. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes her being the freak back in the day is a benefit, you know? I mean, that's just real talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have a good night.
That is
most of the time. Yeah. Right.
She know how to take care of
right.
it.
Right.
She
knows. Yeah.
She handling me.
And then, I mean, if we're totally honest with people, man, like, there's a lot of, I have no kids at all. And then there's a lot of people that my age that do have kids.
Like
the difference
strong.
Between right, the difference between me and them,
hysterectomy,
it's just timing. You know what I'm saying? So like, you can look at somebody that had a bunch of kids, and then just because you don't, they don't make you not a hoe. You just ain't got any kids.
Well, you ain't found out about it.
Oh, right.
Undercover hoe.
Right. So I mean, that's why. To a certain extent, if you're worrying about what somebody did in the past, you're gonna drive yourself crazy. Yeah. Most of the time.
Okay.
But I agree with that, because I think that, you know, for me, like, I have a history. And that's, I do have a history. You know, you know, and I was a virgin for a long time, right?
What, when you got
what's the finest one? I mean, 13 to 14? Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? But now, like, you know, we ain't gonna disclaim that, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I mean, but no, for real, but I mean, I think, I know I have a history, so, you know, and you don't want to dig too deep into that shit, but, so, I would assume that most people that that you come across don't have a history, you know what I'm saying? But for me, it's not even, I don't even have to question your history, you know what I'm saying? As long as we straight up, and that we ain't bringing no fucked up shit to the table, like, you know, diseases and you know, some crazy baby people that, you know, mamas or daddies that, you know, is going to bring that type of drama. We good. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know, like, every single situation or every single dude that you did, that you fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, and because I think, you know, again, black women get a bad rap. Because a dude can sleep with 4, 5, 6, 7, 18, 20, 45 different women. And this nigga the dude. But then if you say that a woman did something similar, then she a hoe. But I disagree with that.
You know, I agree that both of them will be whores.
Yeah. Or I think you just grown. You know what I'm saying?
You can't say one is not.
Right.
And then you did the same thing. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? That's just how I look at it. A lot of people think that's wrong. Like, man, no, it's your woman. But at the same time, but you going around poking everything. So, yeah. And then what we men fail to realize is we think that we are the only one to have a sexual appetite.
Yeah.
Right.
Some women have just a stronger sexual appetite than we have. And then you know how us guys are. You know, well, you got a sexual appetite? Hey, you go, come jump on. You know what I'm saying? So,
then we become hypocritical too, because you got men that you want a woman that matches your sexual appetite. But the one that matches your sexual appetite, like,
man, what you were doing when you were young?
You know,
man,
right. I got a history. You know,
right. Man, how you know all that?
She was just trying to sit out there for yesterday. That shit didn't happen like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, it might have been a train to happen. You know what I'm saying? But you really got to deal with that. I don't even know that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some stuff is better left unknown.
But I think we got to be honest about that and really deal with that, those things. And be respectful of each other and understand that we both got histories and, you know, we don't need to dive into those histories, you know, as long as it's not detrimental to nobody involved.
I was just about to ask that. So is it a good practice not to even divulge in somebody's history, like ask them that type of stuff? I mean, because I'm not the type of person, I'm going to ask, like, how many dudes you slept with? You know what I'm saying? Like, personally, I don't
care. If you're strong enough to handle whatever that person is.
I don't want her to tell me.
I don't want you to ask that question.
Right. Don't ask me. Right.
So, exactly. Right.
I don't even want you to ask that. If I don't want you to ask that question, I'm not going to ask you that question.
Right. Exactly. Right. Okay. So, I'm about to open up a whole new can of worms. I ain't even talk about this with my partner, my partner in crime. But there is a whole lot of sexing going on without any protection.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get involved with someone like that, you're agreeing and you're saying that, yes, it's okay that you slept with 500 dudes or 500 women, and I'll take that shit because your shit, your stuff feel good, so I'm gonna take that risk. But at the same time, what are you actually saying? Like, let me see, how can I ask this question? Are you setting yourself up for failure?
Yes.
Are you setting yourself up for whatever that rabbit hole, how far that rabbit hole goes? When you say, I don't care how many people you slept with in the past, it's about me and you right now.
Yeah, I think you're setting yourself up. But I mean, because the reality is that no matter how I feel, and for one, I don't, if there's some pussy out there that's so good that I lose all my senses, I don't even want this shit.
That's that mean, yeah. I don't want it.
You know what I'm saying? Keep that shit about 7 states. That's some real shit.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say 7 states?
I don't even I don't need that shit to be nowhere in the proximity where I can reach it. Right? Nah, I don't even want to be it. You know what I'm saying? But I think you do, because regardless of how I feel, and this is something that I think we got to get beyond, because like that's what I appreciate about like Tina Turner saying like what love got to do with it. Because you whooping my ass and I love you and you love me, that shit, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We don't need to be together. You know what I mean? So if it's a situation, you know, that, you know, regardless of how I feel about you or how good the shit was, we need to be responsible. You know what I'm saying? And responsible, I don't want to get shit. I don't want to get you shit. Mm-hmm. I don't want none of that to be in the mix.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So the best way for us to deal with that is to protect ourselves, to protect us as an individual, for me to protect you, mm-hmm. for you to protect me. So we need to be able to deal with that and just be responsible adults, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we don't, you know, I'm not really into, you know, the shit. I mean, the shit may be good, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't so good that I'm willing to risk everything, you know, just for that few moments of pleasure.
Right.
So let me ask you this. Would you consider being a side dude or a side chick?
Yes.
I definitely done better side dude before.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Wait. Audience, hold on. Give me a second.
And you knew. That's what I was going to ask you. And you were good with that. And you said.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
without a pause. Like, did y'all hear how quickly they responded?
Did I get the question out?
Like, she ain't even in. Yeah. Okay, why?
Yeah, why?
Why would I be inside?
It was convenient. I didn't have to worry about her boyfriend issues, you know. Yeah. You know, she was just using me for what I need to be used for. And, you know, at the same time, it was mutual. Like, okay. You know, I mean, hey, she was... Clearly, he was dropping the ball somewhere, so I picked the ball up and ran with it. Oh. And then after the fact...
For me, I think it been a different situation. Like, but I think, like, you know, because... I think we feed into a narrative that has this fixed situation. You know what I'm saying? But you have a lot of people that's in like polygamy situations, that there's open marriages.
Right.
It's motherfuckers out here that right. you call swinging.
Yes.
It's a lot
they've been side.
And people that you right. don't even people that you
wouldn't think even
would
think.
Never do that shit.
Wouldn't even think.
People doing that shit. Everyday yes. people. You know what yeah. I'm saying? So you have all these type of situations. So when you say a side dude or a side chick, you know what I'm saying? I think that is outside that particular narrative. You know what I'm saying? Because you find these situations where people are doing that and everybody's cool with it and there's no drama with it. You know what I'm saying? But then, like, if somebody thinks they're in a monogamous relationship and somebody just want to creep out for a minute, and I think that becomes a different type of contradiction that, you know, because I think the other things that we don't deal with a lot of times that we used to deal with back in the day is loyalty is a big thing. You know what I'm saying? And loyalty runs, no matter we cool or not, if we fell out or not, that is some shit that we go into the grave with, no matter how we feel about each other.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And I think we got to be able to reestablish that. But in terms of, you know, being a side dude in some situations, I mean, I think, you know, can be beneficial.
What about y'all? We answer.
Okay, so y'all know there's an artist by the name of...
Weekend.
So she came out with this side chick anthem, and there was a lot of feedback and a lot of back and forth about how she gonna come out with, you know, y'all just I'm satisfied on the weekend and she can have them, blah 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 blah. But to be honest, completely honest, there are a lot of women that I know personally, they're cool with that because they don't want to have to deal with, they don't want to have to hear, well, she didn't do this and she won't do that. And she, you know, and they can get, men can get relief from that other. Me personally, I'm an alpha chick.
It ain't no.
There is no second. you will be satisfied with me and there is no question. So I don't understand.
Carotid.
There is a fine line between what is acceptable as crossing that line into side chick or side dude territory, and I already got this already locked down. Whatever else y'all talking about, he good on. So he or she is good on. So my thought is, if he or she is satisfying all those sexual desires and all those sexuals, that desire, that hunger, what else you looking for?
But you know what? I'm gonna say this though, because this trade board, no bullshit. And this is something I came to the realization too, is that no matter how good you are, there's always somebody out there that's better.
Absolutely.
That's on men and women's side. Right. You know what I'm saying? And because for me, you know, I'm not even interested in competing with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Because the reality is, I know there's people that's better, and I know there's people that's worse. But I'm cool with what I can do. You know what I'm saying? And that's okay. You know what I'm saying? So, and if you can't deal with that shit, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got shit to do with that.
Right.
But, and vice versa. You know what I mean?
Which brings me to a whole different level. If you know you good sexually, to me, in my opinion, you have to hit 2 points. You have to stimulate my mind and then my body. If you do that simultaneously, we good. But if you lacking on one of the ends, we got issues. We got some serious issues. And if we can't resolve that, then chances are either you gonna cheat or I'm gonna cheat. So it is what it is. So my thought is, back to the communication part. If we don't communicate, if somebody's not listening to what, and some communication is not just verbal.
It's body language.
It's so much more than just verbal.
The most important part is listening.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's the most important part.
You can listen to somebody. I can hear somebody all day. But if your actions don't match
the question becomes, why cheat? Like if you're not fulfilled, like, now if I'm in an open relationship, then do what the fuck you want to do. But if you're talking about we in a monogamous type of relationship, and if we're in that type of shit, right? And one of us is not satisfying the other for whatever reason. Why cheat? You know what I'm saying? Why just not leave the situation?
Because most people, let me back up.
If I'm not getting done right at the job, I'm gonna leave.
In my mind, I gotta go. I'm gonna out.
That's the goal. Listen, every time, right? Everybody should be coming.
And so here's the thing. If I'm not telling you, here's what I'm looking for. If I'm not telling you that in a jump, and okay, fellatio, is that what you called it?
Yes, that's correct.
So
that's a scientific term.
Fellatio. That's Webster's dictionary.
If one party is performing that act and the other party isn't, there's a problem.
But what I'm saying, only point I'm making. It's like, if we're in a situation, if we say that we in a monogamous relationship, and somebody, no matter who it is, woman or man, not getting what they expect from this relationship, why cheat? Why not just leave that situation to go find something different?
Because we don't do that. Because that's not,
some people are loyal to the relationship more than they are to the person.
I know a couple people right now that are legally married, but they're also single. Because, like, they're married, they're loyal to that marriage.
Yeah.
But, like, internal, they don't even get along with each other.
Exactly.
And they're don't just even married like for each the other. Front.
Yeah.
Don't right. even like
so
each other.
Life is too short. My thing is that if I'm not feeling this,
I'm gonna let it be known.
I need to be gone. You know what I'm saying? And because I mean, no, and not saying that you should just, you ain't feeling as ill, but we need to work this shit out. We need to communicate, figure out what it is. Is it something that's possible that we can resolve? If it's not, deuces. You know what I'm saying? And because life too short for us to be in a 77th year marriage and we happy for 75 of them. You know what I'm saying? That shit don't even make sense to me.
Okay, so last question for tonight.
I had one. Hold on. Go ahead.
No. Two questions. Go forward.
Who? My question?
Hell yeah.
Okay. So, would you consider dating someone you met online?
Yeah.
But you know, most people put their best front online. So, you're not getting the real person.
I mean, you can get that same thing on the first date, though. You're going to get the front on the first date. You know, you're gonna get the best soup. You're gonna get anything you want at Connor's. Yeah, you're gonna get all that on the first date. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, even the jobs you interviewed for, they get the best of you. As soon as you've been in there for about 30 days, you coming in now. Your clothes not ironed anymore. You just showing up. So I mean, it's just one of those things, man. Like I'm not against meeting anybody online, meeting anybody through a friend. I'm not gonna do a blind date, but I'm not against any of that online stuff. I mean, times change now. You know, you used to meet people at the bootlegger house. That's how most of our grandmothers and granddaddy met, at the bootlegger house. Bootlegger house don't exist no more. Now it's called Tinder and Facebook. Yeah, that's
so. They got a bootlegger house. I'll give you the directions too.
Right. Going to a bootlegger house is not smart.
Ain't right.
Everybody serve alcohol 7 days a week.
Do have 7 digits to that address.
But
I don't think I would do it. I don't think I would do it.
I tried dating somebody online. And I was cool, like, I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And I was digging the person. So one day somebody was like, I was talking to him on the phone and he was like, do you know why they call me Hook? I'm very stupid. So I'm thinking they call you Hook because you got a hook. It took me to further investigate. We had been talking for a couple of months. It took me to further investigate that he didn't have an arm.
Okay, so
not just a arm, but he had the Captain Hook. So it's 2017.
So when we talk about Hook, we don't think women. We don't think actual Hook.
No, I wasn't.
Man Hook.
No, I wasn't thinking like that. I was like, oh, he got a hook. But that wasn't it.
I never would have thought y'all would think that. What in the hell?
Yeah, I kind of got excited. I was like, okay, yes. He got hooked.
I know y'all can't see this, but she kind of hooked her hand.
I did. You got to give the demonstration. You got to give a demonstration. But he turned, you know, and I looked into, you know, some pictures. And he had the hook. And I'm like, you know, they give out plastic hands.
Okay, let me tell y'all. we're not talking about people that have special hands. I'm just saying. We're just saying.
I just feel like you should be up front.
He asked you why they call him Hook.
No, he didn't even tell me.
You assumed that he was talking about the other.
But he could have told me. He was like, oh, you don't know?
That man was not hiding his hook. You just thought he meant something else.
Was that a problem for you?
Yes, it was.
Why? I just want to know why.
If I go to hug you, you're going to call my back up. I just started thinking otherwise.
But he could really massage your back in a way.
No, you could not touch me with that hook.
He could scratch your back like no
one. No, you could not. No, you couldn't.
I'm sorry.
Massage. He could have been better than that man.
No.
Massage your butt. Massage your butt. Like this. Like, he could have had a hook that could have just
did. Oh, so you mean he trades them out?
He got more than one hook.
I'm pretty sure he does. But I know that there are doctors, there are prosthetics.
So that you could have helped that man get there.
He going on trips. He could have went himself.
Yeah,
they got a hand.
Yeah, man, live his best life.
So you saying you wouldn't date a handicapped man?
No,
that's what you saying. Tell the people.
I can't date a handicapped man. I can't date a handicapped man, but I think you would be So when I tell, when I he ask you,
he told you his name was Hook.
But he, no, I asked. I was like, why they call you Hook?
And he said, and
what no, he said, oh, you don't know.
Exactly.
No, I don't know. Shit, tell me.
And then what he said after that?
He just started laughing.
Yeah. So how did you find out he got a hook?
I went through his Facebook page and looked through all his pictures, and it just so happened that one of his hands is missing. All
right. So now my next question: how did you break that off?
I stopped talking to him. We had this discussion already. I don't know how to do those things.
I got you. I got you.
I don't know how to.
Okay.
Explain.
I think you should be up front. But I mean,
now my question: was he a big texter?
Yes, he texts a lot.
Oh, for real.
Yes.
I'm just curious about how that works.
He texts, he FaceTimes, he used the other hand.
You can talk and text.
And you know you can slide your keyboard to the good side.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I think in some ways, like, I flirt, but I think in some ways I'm old school too, because I really. I think just getting out and meeting people, you know what I'm saying? Like, meeting people face-to-face, it ain't nothing like face-to-face contact, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, we can talk trash on social media, we can say a whole lot of shit, but you know what I'm saying? But it ain't nothing like just going out and meeting people, you know what I'm saying? And seeing you face-to-face, seeing what's what, you know what I mean? And going from there, you know what I mean?
I think I need to let my guard down because I do, I am very picky. Yeah. In dating,
hey.
I'm very picky.
Yeah. One day, I'm gonna tell y'all about head.
Y'all,
why do they call him head?
We'll talk about that on another show.
Oh, because you gotta ask these days.
I'm not sure. Well, what do you mean by head? Right.
You opened it up.
It could mean that he got a big head, or like when I say big head, I mean but like I mean like head on your shoulders.
When she said, I'm tell you about head. I'm down with someone.
I'm trying to see
how you did talk about.
I'm trying to see how you can talk about the next podcast.
You just talking about fellatio.
I'm going to tell you about head.
I need y'all to understand that we so serious about this podcast that I need y'all to tune in. I need y'all to tune in.
So you're saying we're not going to talk about head right now?
Similac.
We're not going to talk about head right now.
Similac breast milk. I
understand why we're not talking
about head. We about to wrap this up. I want to thank,
thank you.
My guest, our guest, for this awesome first podcast. This is not the first, and it's definitely not the last. You guys are going to be very, 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 very fulfilled with all the topics that we have over the next 12 months, and we will revisit this very broad topic of relationships.
And hey.
I'm going to go back to the head. Everybody that tuned in for tonight's podcast, and I promise you, for the next 12 months, we're gonna give you what you asked for. And again, we want to thank our special guest, Similac and Breast Milk, for coming through and delivering their points of view, their strong opinions, their coming to common brains to. Get us women. Get us women understanding what they're looking for and what we're looking for. So I want you guys to tune in to the next podcast that we have in January, the first of the year. And I want to thank you all for tuning in and thank our guests again. And we'll see y'all next year.
2019.
Deuces.
Friends peace. Talk.
Peace.
Friends get friends head.